Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
This morning we are all gathered in worship of our God and in fellowship with one another as God's children in general and as Ikoyi Baptist Church family in particular. I congratulate you for what God has done, for what God is doing at the moment, and for what God will still do. You will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Your amen is catching cold. Okay, point to me and say, Pastor, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. There won't be room to selfish this morning. I say, point to the pastor and say, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, say to yourself, God bless me this Jubilee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You are looking like a people that are expectant this morning. You are looking like a people that are ready to receive the touch of the Lord. You are looking like a people that have been preparing for this day. Oh, well, maybe because we are just starting. But you better start well. Amen. Our purpose this morning is to kickstart, and we have actually started, a whole week of celebrations marking the 50th anniversary of the glorious, wonderful, beautiful, rewarding existence of Ikoyi Baptist Church. I know it's been 50 wonderful years of God's faithfulness. 50 wonderful, beautiful years of God's kindness and awesome manifestations of God's power and grace in the midst of God's people. To God alone be the glory. Today, please declare with me, it is our Jubilee. We shall celebrate. It is our Jubilee. We must celebrate. Say it to yourself. Personalize it. It is my Jubilee. I'm going to celebrate. It is my Jubilee. Whether the devil likes it or not, I'm going to celebrate. It is my Jubilee. I'm going to live my life in victory. It is my Jubilee. I'm going to live my life in liberty. It is my Jubilee. I'm going to live my life celebrating the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That will be your portion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We'll take a look at the root of Jubilee. We will look at the rewards that are found in the year of Jubilee so that you will know what we are talking about and you'll be able to appropriate the blessings unto yourself beyond today, beyond this week, beyond this year, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will look at the reasons why we should keep on celebrating day by day. Look at the roots, look at the rewards, and we're going to look at reasons why we must keep celebrating. Hallelujah. Amen. I look at the dictionary of English and I realize that Jubilee is a particular anniversary of an event. But I prefer what I saw in the Bible dictionary, which makes me to understand that Jubilee refers to a Jewish special year of emancipation, which is supposed to be celebrated every 50 years. Hallelujah. During this time, famine was abandoned. Hebrew slaves were set free. And I said to somebody in the house today, whatever is enslaving your life, we have no option but to let you go. God's people don't understand that statement. Listen here, brothers and sisters. I don't want you to wait till the time that you have seen in your program where it is written, Pastor Grebby is going to pray the prayer of Jubilee. Because as I minister the word of God to you this morning, as I proclaim the word of God unto you, prophetically, things will begin to happen in your lives for good. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, we have come to announce our liberty. We have come to announce our emancipation. And I say by the Spirit of the Lord God, according to the word of God, you will not go out of this place empty-handed. Because God of liberty, God of jubilee is visiting you. God of jubilee is visiting your family. God of jubilee is visiting your professions. God of jubilee is visiting everything about you, your jobs, your businesses, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, Christian says, it was a time that those that were slaves were set free. Hallelujah. And somebody is in the house. You have been in captivity. It's been a negative experience in your life. I have a witness in my spirit that the Lord is touching your situation. In the name of Jesus Christ. So when that happens, the people of God had no option but to celebrate and rejoice. And I say, as you encounter God afresh and anew this morning, you will go home celebrating. You will go home rejoicing. This week will be full of rejoicing for you. The rest of the month, indeed, as you go on in the year 2017, our year of jubilee and beyond, you will celebrate. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I love the Bible concept of year of jubilee, which is very deep. This is very much rooted in the Hebrew calendar, in which 7 is a number that is very significant. Listen to this very well so you will have a better understanding of what we are doing. And for those who understand, who know this before, this becomes a reminder for you. Every 7th day was called Shabbat, a day set apart for worship and fellowships according to God's command in Exodus 20:8-10. I'm giving you the root of year of jubilee now. Shabbat was a day that is holy unto the Lord. As such, no work was to be done. Every 7th year was a Shabbat year. In that year, no sowing or reaping could be done. The Lord miraculously provided for his people and unto his people enough crops that will last them into the 8th year. You have been laboring and toiling. And if for any reason your toiling is more than the fruit that you are bringing in this year of jubilee, as the Lord lives, there's going to be a turnaround. I can't hear your amen. Or maybe you don't believe the voice of the Lord coming to you through his servant this morning. I say, if you are in the house, you have been laboring. And you have not been having enough, let alone leftovers. As we celebrate under this atmosphere, and because our God is alive, you have a new story to tell. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because for the people of old that celebrated jubilee, as recorded in the book of Leviticus, God so made it that miraculously they were operating, they were living, they were carrying out their daily activities under open heaven, such that when they worked, they had enough. When they worked, they had leftovers. Somebody's in the house, you will have enough. I say, you will have enough. There shall be leftovers. You will live in testimonies in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Miraculously, God will visit you. That sounds like the provision of manna in the Old Testament scriptures, as we read in Exodus chapter 16, verse 26. Every 7th year will then usher in a year called the year of jubilee. So at the end of every 49 years, the year of jubilee will begin. I see that in Leviticus 25 verse 10. Where the word of God says, consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Somebody say that, it shall be a jubilee for me. Now look at what will happen. Each of you shall return to your family property. You will return to your clan. I speak the heart of the Lord to every family that is in disarray. I can see a bringing together. You are not listening, brothers and sisters. I say, I have a witness in my spirit that we have families in disarray in this house. At Jubilee, people of God return to their clans. Families are brought together, they are knitted. There's a family in the house this morning. Your children are in disarray. I decree by the Spirit of the living God that shall be coming together again. Amen. As we celebrate this Jubilee. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The families come together. They return into their blessings. They return to their property. Things that have been stolen from you, the Lord is returning back to you. Amen. And you know, then we organize a sacrifice which was meant for the atonement of sins. And you know, as soon as the sacrifice was made, an atonement period was over, a year-long celebration took place. Hallelujah. And something struck my spirit. If the year of Jubilee is a whole year of celebration, that the Ikoyi Baptist Church family has not done too much by declaring just 1 week. Amen. And you know what that means? Those people of old that had a year of celebration of Jubilee with commitment, they are calling on you that for this 1 week, let there be a setting aside of some things. Commit yourself to these celebrations and see what God will do in your life. Because the time that you're going to come together to just keep giving thanks to the Lord for the things that He has done and for the things He will yet do. You know, when the kickoff will be, that there will be sounding of horns to just proclaim, it is our Jubilee. Amen. The book of Leviticus 25, like I said, is the background, the content of where we have the explanation of year of Jubilee. But there are some things there about this year which I want you to understand very well. In God's program, looking at the rewards that you can have in the year of Jubilee, God has prepared some wonderful things for those who are privileged to be witnesses of the celebrations of Jubilee. I look in the word of God, Leviticus 25 verse 10. I see the proclamation of release to all the inhabitants of the land. God is releasing some people in the name of Jesus Christ. Property returned to original owners. In verse 11, it says there was to be no sowing or reaping that year. It means that the land was to enjoy rest. And if the land is enjoying rest, it means that the people that have been toiling, we have some respite. They will have peace. They will rest. God will give you rest. Listen, I'm not just talking about you being a hard-working individual. God wants your heart to be at rest. It doesn't just happen. Things around you, things that you experience, things that you see, must be touched by God such that they will cause you to have rest in your heart. So shall it be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 12, it is written that the people will eat the crops directly out of the fields. I prophesy into your life, God's people, as you celebrate your Jubilee, you will not build your houses for strangers to occupy. You will not plant your vineyards for strangers to harvest. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your children shall not become children of Belial. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will not suddenly turn against you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if these things are not as they are being said, you may not be able to rest. But you will have rest. Because everything that the devil may want to use to torment you, to punish you, shall hear the voice of the Lord. In verses 14 to 17, we see that the year of Jubilee was meant to bring justice for all the people. Hallelujah. If there is a place where justice should reign like waters, like the prophet Amos says should be, there's no other place than Nigeria. Hello? Let there be justice. Let the will of God prevail in the land. Let the counsel of God stand. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's people looking at the rewards. They are yours. Ikoyi Baptist Church family. The blessings of God, they are yours. All our friends that are here to celebrate with us, because you have identified with what God is doing in this place, the blessings are yours in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the year of Jubilee, leases expired, debts are forgiven. And somebody is wondering in his spirit, is that still possible? Hello? Even in the year of recession, debts are still being canceled. Hallelujah. It's a matter of you praying to God and He arises on your behalf. Hello? Try it, present it before God. Let Him do the work ahead of you. Hey, exercise your faith a little bit more. Ask the Lord, draw on the anointing. God, do it for me. Because it's my year of Jubilee. Do you know what? This means that in this year of Jubilee, no matter how bleak any person's life might be, there is hope for somebody in the house. Hallelujah. The Lord of Emancipation is visiting some families in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord of Liberty is coming to the aid of some wives and some mothers that are battered and bruised in this house in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord of Liberty is coming to some men in the house that are still experiencing the shackles of the devil. Our pastor talked about challenges and dangers that our children face. We declare that in this year of Jubilee, our children are protected. They are shielded. They are covered. The power of God the Almighty will keep them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody is in the house. You are asking God for freedom. God is giving it to you in the name of Jesus. You know, in the year of liberty, what the word of God is saying is, everything shall be made right. Tell your neighbor, things shall be made right for you. Because it's your Jubilee. Things shall be made right for me. Because it's my Jubilee. Things shall be made right for all of us. Because it's our Jubilee. Hallelujah. And you know, the Jubilee, as you see in the word of God, as rooted in the book of Hebrews, and as we have seen what God is able to give to us as the world, I realize that our reasons for Jubilee is not just one day thing, sir. It's not just one week thing. It is not just a year celebration and it closes with a year. Hello, somebody, are you getting the understanding? Hallelujah. Do you know why your reasons for celebrations
will not just be confined to a certain period, and other periods of your life are left for you to mourn and to sorrow. Number one, it is not the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Did somebody get that? That is not the will of God for me. In who? You didn't get the name. That's what the scripture tells me. In the background scripture that was read to us, in the fourth chapter of the book that we have looked into, because it's the book of Luke. Amen. Something that was foretold of the man Jesus Christ, our Savior, through the prophecy of the servant of God Isaiah in chapter 61 of his writing. The word of God makes it clear to us the mission of he that was to come. It says, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. In verse 2 it says, he has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Hallelujah. And with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes. Can I hear amen? Amen. There shall be a joyous blessing instead of mourning. There shall be festive praise instead of despair. Hallelujah. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. That is my portion in the year of Jubilee, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does this mean? What does it foreshadow? This was just a prophecy about our Savior, about your Savior, about my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. And just as it is written, it came to pass. Hallelujah. And that I can imagine on that glorious day, where what is treated in the book of Leviticus was prophesied about in the book of Isaiah in chapter 61. Then there came the glorious day of the manifestation of what God said will be there forever for you and for me. Jesus, the Son of the Living God, who was known ordinarily as the son of Joseph the carpenter, and by implication, by trade, he himself became a carpenter. The one whose story was told about his mother when she got pregnant, and all the people in their village gossiped about her. But when the Son of God was made manifest, he declared reasons why your jubilee must continue, whether the devil likes it or not. Hallelujah. He came into this synagogue as the promised Messiah. He announced his mission. And you know what? With his coming came endless daily jubilee for you. Hallelujah. Unless you are in the house and you are not a child of God yet, through Christ Jesus, by the experience of being born again as we understand it today. Look at what the year of Jubilee portends as we carried over from the Old Testament into the New Testament when Jesus manifested himself and he presented his manifesto. He didn't just come to usher in Jubilee. Jesus himself is our Jubilee. Hallelujah. He didn't just come to announce it. He gave his life on the cross at Calvary. His blood was shed so that he could proclaim what he says his mission is. I see six reasons, which I call six blessings, for which you must continue to celebrate your liberty. Number one, Jesus came to preach the gospel to the poor. He himself announced it in the book of Luke in chapter 4. Gospel of Christ Jesus. He cares about the poor. If you look at Luke 14 verse 13. But I'm not necessarily talking about those who are poor in material things. Let me tell you. The gospel of Christ that is meant for the poor is deeper in understanding. For everyone who has not received the gospel of Jesus Christ via salvation experience, and thou I encounter with the Lord remains a poor fellow, no matter how materially, how stinkingly rich you could be. If Christ is not yet formed in you, you are still a poor person. If Jesus has not been made the Savior and Lord of your life, and you are living daily for him in experience of discipleship growth day by day, conquering one level of the flesh manifestation, growing from one level of growth to another, you are still a poor person. And Jesus says, for you and for me, for people like us, while we are still in this poor state, he came with the gospel. And whoever has received the gospel of Jesus Christ, who has been translated, who has been transported, who has been carried from the miry clay of life and has been planted in the marvelous light of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, has reasons to celebrate the Jubilee, the victory that you have in Christ Jesus day by day. Amen. If Jesus is in you, if Jesus is in your family, if Jesus is in your business, if the gospel of Christ has touched every aspect of your life, you are a candidate for celebration of the Jubilee. Amen. You know what? Before this experience could be, we are miserable people. Because Romans 3:23 makes us to know that all have sinned. And every sinner born of woman needs the gospel of Christ in order to live a celebration life. Reasons for celebration. And unless Jesus comes to your aid, unless Jesus comes to my aid, we are going to die. Because Romans 6:23 makes us to know that wages of sin is what? You are not going to die. Hallelujah. Well, that the pastor asked the other time, is that how many of you would like to live to celebrate the next 50 years still being members of Ikoyi Baptist Church? And I saw that quite a number of you love to be here. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, I will live long, but I will not be miserable. I will not have to be asking death to come and take me away before I go to be with the Lord. Amen. I met one woman. She said to me, Pastor, pray for me. My children are running away from me now. I said, what's the problem? They said they are thinking that I'm becoming night witch, Ajale. What does that mean? Because the woman has stayed and stayed on and stayed on. She has refused to die. Her firstborn died. The second one went after the first one. And in the village, everybody started to look at her, that she was substituting her children for her own life. So the rest of the children started to run away from her. But let me tell you, Distance is no barrier for power of darkness. Are you with me? If they are present in your village and you relocate to America or you even go to faraway Asia, the remote control does not need battery. Hallelujah. The gospel of Jesus Christ must be your shield. When it is there, you know what? There will be an invisible sign on your forehead. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. This one is my property. Trespassers shall not only be prosecuted, they shall be electrocuted. Hallelujah, somebody. Unless you are not a property of our Baba Master Jesus. That's what gospel can do in your life. And you keep celebrating. Who doesn't want to celebrate the victory that he or she has over powers, over demonic spirit, over principalities, over wicked rulers that are in this place? I know you want to celebrate. With gospel of Christ in your life, you will celebrate. In the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what he says, he has come to heal broken hearted. Jesus did not quote this statement when he presented his manifesto, but we see that in Isaiah 61. As I prayed and prepared for today, when I got to this point, the Holy Spirit said to me, we're going to have in worship today individuals that are brokenhearted. I want you to bow your heads. I've not finished preaching. I want to minister to those in need. Brokenhearted individuals. The devil is no respecter of any man. Broken hearted refer to those that are shattered in their strength. You carry a heart that cannot rejoice because your heart is heavy. There are conditions in your life. There are experiences that you are going through. There are situations that are not making you to really, really shout victory. Privately and quietly every now and then, you are making, you are breathing what ought to be a sigh of relief, but there has been no relief. I'm not asking you to come out. If you are like that in the house, wherever you are, just lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. Broken hearted. Whatever has brought that about in your life today, just say after me, Lord Jesus, I present my heart to you. I am brokenhearted. Maybe you are undergoing situations in your family and you are brokenhearted. I announce to you today, the Lord of Jubilee has come to visit you and produce and provide your deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive the touch of God. Receive healing in your heart. Receive healing in your situations. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are in the house, you are confused over certain business situations. The Holy Spirit will come into your life as your counselor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. It is settled in Jesus' name. In Psalm 34, verse 18, look at what the Word of God says. The Bible says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in their spirit. Listen, brothers and sisters, our God is ever near. Jesus is ever present. But those that are brokenhearted, those that are crushed in their spirit, they are receiving special attention from the Lord according to His word. That's why I ask you to receive that blessing into your heart. I speak to your situations. Whatever has made your heart to be broken, afflictions will not arise the second time. I say, such afflictions will not arise the second time. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God will keep you going. He will keep you safe in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, number three, He came to proclaim deliverance for the captives. The greatest captivity that any man could carry in his life is the yoke of sin. I thank God that we are beautiful people in this place. We all are fine looking. Hallelujah. We are looking healthy. But you know in your heart of hearts whether or not you need deliverance from yoke of sin. Listen, brothers and sisters. The one who is living in sin knows he's living in sin. Nobody writes it on somebody's forehead. But I'm appealing to you today for reason of this Jubilee. Remember that the Lord says you cannot sit in sin and expect grace to abound. Yet He wants to visit you with His grace. John 8:34 to 36 makes us to know that God has the power to deliver us from every yoke of sin that makes our lives miserable. You are delivered in Jesus' name. And maybe yours is not sin, but you are going through any form of trouble, problems of life, challenges that are making you to live a life that is less than meaningful. At this period of Jubilee, deliverance is yours according to the manifesto of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Number four, Jesus gives recovery of sight to those that are blind. Hallelujah. And when I ask the Father to let me know what will be the portion of God's people to take away from here, God makes me to know that it's not only, even though it is inclusive. You know, Jesus went about doing good. He healed the sick. He healed the sick. Raised the dead. He gave sight to those that were blind. And those that were actually physically blind received their sight. You all can see me this morning, and I thank God for you. You will not go blind. In the name of Jesus Christ. I have visited people who have lost their sight. They told me, Pastor, you won't understand because you are not like us. It is a miserable thing. It's a very terrible thing to be physically blind. Your sight will not leave you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord makes me to understand that there are some of us, we are blind to the things that God is doing around us. God, in this year of Jubilee, is bringing you sight so that you will be able to see. From this time onward, your eyes shall be open to opportunities that are around you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From this moment, your eyes shall be open to what God will have you do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From this moment, the Lord will open your eyes to see what is the next thing to do in your family so that you can go to the next level in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God will open your eyes to see what you need to do in the life of that son of yours, in the life of that daughter of yours, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God will open your eyes to see what he will have you do to make your life better so that you can all the more glorify the name of the Lord who has created you in his own image. Receive your sight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number five, Jesus has given us reason for jubilee because he has come to free us from our oppressions. Hallelujah. We have a society where we experience oppressions of all forms. Hello? Do you know what? I realize that the rich oppress the poor. And I've seen where the poor people oppress the rich. You say, how does that happen? Hallelujah. You know one thing that happened to me one day? I was behind a vehicle. My goodness, if you see the beauty of that car, you're going to love it. And one aboki deliberately pushed this water truck thing, cart that they do. He did not only scratch the car, he made sure that there was a good mark that would make the owner to be mad. And do you know what? The man shouted, "Why have you chosen to oppress me?" Aboki is oppressing the big man. But you know what? It was a terrible mental oppression at that moment for that man. I guess, one, he felt the beauty of this car is destroyed. It has mark already. Number two, whatever it was going to be, by the time it gets back to those that will repair it, they will not only bake the area where the trouble was. I was told it will be the old side if it's not the old car. I trust God that there are no husbands in this sanctuary who oppress their wives. Hello? They didn't come to church. Hallelujah. Every wife that is under oppression, be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As somebody said, "Pastor, as if you were there. In fact, while we were coming to church for Jubilee, he oppressed me again." Excuse me. As if some women don't oppress their husbands. Your laughter has betrayed you. Amen. I have seen where parents oppress their children. And you know what? Our children, as little as they are, unless Christ is truly forming them, they oppress us. I have seen parents who shout, "You this child, you will not kill me." Tell me if that is not oppression. Sir, I met a grandmother who should be enjoying her old age. She came to submit a prayer request because her grandchild was oppressing her son. The man became sick, so the grandma became sick. I pray for you. Oppression shall be far from you. The Lord of liberty will visit you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, what I said about families, members of families oppressing one another, I mean it. God wants you to be agent of what? Liberty. Husbands, stop oppressing your wives. If you continue, you are carrying the spirit of Antichrist. Wives, stop oppressing your husband. If you continue, you are living the life of an Antichrist, because Jesus came to do what? To free us from what? Let me hear you pronounce it. He came to free us from what? Face somebody around you. Say, you have been told to stop oppressing me. Hallelujah. Now, all those that are oppressed, I want you to be encouraged, because God is for you. It is written in the book of Psalm 9, verse 9, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed. He is a stronghold in times of trouble. No matter the nature, the magnitude of the oppressions that you are experiencing, Jesus will set you free. As a nation, we are oppressed. We shall experience the freedom of the Lord. Finally, Jesus came to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Shall we rise up on our feet? That's what he came to do. Year of the Lord's favor. It's not ending today. It's not finishing tomorrow. It is not this week. It is not just this year. God's favor is endless. But for those who are God's children, God's favor is endless for those who are in Christ Jesus. God's favor is not for strangers to the commonwealth of the kingdom of our Father. God's favor is meant for those who are citizens of the kingdom of our God, that he purchased for us when he shed his blood on the cross at Calvary. He said concerning oppressions, it is finished. He said concerning negative things in your life, it is done with. He said concerning all your mysteries and woes, it is settled. He says, concerning every delay in your life, I have redeemed you. He said, concerning everyone that is living under any form of curse, you are set free. For the word of God says in Romans 8, verse 1, there is therefore no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. Tell yourself, I am free. I am free. I am free. I am free. I belong to Jesus. I celebrate my jubilee. I belong to Jesus. I celebrate my victory. I belong to Jesus. I celebrate my deliverance. I belong to Jesus. I celebrate the joy of the Lord in my life. I belong to Jesus. I daily celebrate the favor of the Lord. Today, tomorrow, and beyond, in the name of Jesus. Fathers in the house, say to yourself, we belong to Jesus in my family. We celebrate the favor of God. Mothers in the house, children that have been given unto me in my family, I celebrate the favor of God upon their lives, because we belong to Christ. Ikoyi Baptist Church family, you have come a long way. In these 50 years, you have been pleasing the Lord. In these 50 years, you have been winning souls. In these 50 years, you have been touching lives. In these 50 years, God has been gracious to you. You are moving on. You are moving on. You are moving on from one level of glory unto another, unto another, unto another, unto another, enjoying the favor of God daily in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your two hands and celebrate the Lord. and begin to claim the favor of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord. Just pray, 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 pray for yourself under this glorious atmosphere. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Jubilee is just beginning. Jubilee is not just for today. Jubilee is not just for this week. Jubilee is not just for 1 year, because Jesus came and himself is an embodiment of Jubilee. As long as we remain in Christ, we will keep celebrating. As long as we remain in the Lord, as long as we remain his disciples, we shall celebrate. I prophesy into your life, children of God in the house, you will celebrate. You will celebrate. You will celebrate. No more sorrow. No more woes. In the name of Jesus, you will go up, 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 and never down again. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody praying in the house? Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Confess these things to yourself. They are as they are written. They are your blessings. They are meant for you forever. You can't afford to miss out. If the Lord has not come, another 50 years of the existence of this church, we shall have more testimonies. You will be used of the Lord. You will not become abandoned. All that you need to continue to be relevant in the scheme of things, in the kingdom of the Father, Christ. Thank you, our Father. Is somebody in the house? You are sick in your body, and the devil is telling you, you are not going to be able to celebrate. I declare unto you today, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody is here, you are not sick in your body, but your family is sick somehow. There's no joy of the Lord in the house anymore. When somebody sees you in church, gorgeously dressed, managing to smile, that person does not know that you are suffering under what looks like beauty. I say today, by reason of what Christ came to do, there shall be rejoicing in your family henceforth, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, you are a student. You are meant for the top. You are not going to be down anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as a professional, I say you will excel. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, together, together, we shall live for the Lord. We shall serve the Lord above all things. We are not going to miss the eternal life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Ikoyi Baptist Church family, continue to make glorious heavenly impact in our generation, as individual members, as families, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and as church all together. I say, continue to touch heavens in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God our Father. Lord, I pray for the leadership of this church, as headed by our Father in the Lord, all the ministers that are lifting up his hands, all the deacons and deaconesses, all the ministry team leaders, every member of one ministry or department or another, receive grace of Jubilee. Receive grace of Jubilee. Receive grace of Jubilee. Receive grace of Jubilee. In your individual life, there shall be Jubilee. In your corporate life, there shall be Jubilee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue to work strong. The gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. Thank you, God our Father. In case you are in the house this morning, and all that you have been saying and doing are very strange to you, because you have never, ever, at any point in time, accepted Christ Jesus as personal Savior and Lord of your life. Those blessings cannot be yours unless you are his child. If you are in the house and you are saying, Lord Jesus, I want to give my life to you. It's the best celebration that you can ever have, and it's really the beginning of your celebration. Or maybe you want to rededicate your life to the Master. May you just lift up your hand wherever you are in this atmosphere of prayer. And I will pray for you. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to celebrate truly. God bless you. I can see a hand far back there. You are raising it up. Please raise it up very well. I know that counselors or ushers must be close to that individual. You are in the church this morning. You are saying, Lord, I want to rededicate my life because I want to experience Jubilee. Maybe your commitment to the Father, maybe your seriousness for the Lord and with the Lord. Even though you are born again, you are not serious for the Lord. You are too preoccupied by the things of this life. And you are saying, Lord, I want to rededicate my life this Jubilee. I want to study the scripture the more. I want to pray the more. I want to seek the face of the Lord the more. I want to serve the Lord the more. This Jubilee must be a turnaround for me. I want to live for the Lord. Raise up your hand. I will pray for you. And God will make a way for you. It's just for you to make up your mind. God will make it possible. Anyone like that? You are rededicating your life. You are born again already. You are a child of God. You are a Christian. No doubt about that. But there are too many things that are occupying your life. And you know you need to do more. You need to do more. Are there others? Are there others? Please, ushers, counselors, look around and touch this heart that are saying, this year of Jubilee, I want to live for the Lord. Somebody's up front here. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I know counselors know what to do with you, and they will get to you. Thank you, our Father. Thank you for your faithfulness, glory, and honor we give to you, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, with thanksgiving, we have prayed. And let the church of God say better, amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5-7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org. We look forward to having you back next week.